each one of the avos, they said haptocha to Yashir Eretz Yisrael. So I'm just going to quickly flip to another psukim. We'll start with Bereishis. So you need a chumash, Cherokee days. The beginning of Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells, Hayom Hashem al Abram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, u'mimolavetzecha be'beis avicha l'aretz asher areka. And then we have a haptocha, yes, for the God Godo, Vavarecha, Vagad Lashavecha, Vayei Bracha. The Pasuk Bob over there, the Torah tells us that Avram Avino, Vayav Avram Baretz, Ad Mekom Shechem, Ad Elom Mareh, Vaknani Yaz Baretz, Hashem again appears to him, Vizaracha Etein, Es Haaretz Azos. In Perek Yud Beis, a bit later, Pasuk Yud, Vayira Baretz, so the Torah describes that Avram Avino goes down to Mitzrayim. Notice the language. Lagur sham, ki chaved harav baretz. Lagur, let us translate it as to sojourn. Clearly, his intention was not to leave Eretz Yisrael on a permanent basis, but this is of a temporary nature. It's a well-known Ramban in his Perush al Torah. The Ramban contends that Avraham Avinu was in transgression, violated an avera. Leaving Eretz Yisrael, Loshon Ramban, Gam Yitziyasim in Haaretz Shenistavu Aleha B'tchila B'neharov Avon Ashechata Ki Elokim B'rov Yiftenu Mimavis, that Hashem would have undoubtedly saved him from death. V'alamase Azeh Nigzar Alzaro HaGolos V'Eretz Mitzrayim V'Yad Paro B'mkom HaMishmat Shom HaResha V'Achet. That's a well-known Yisod of the Ramban, right here in Bereishis. Continuing, after Lot Leaves Avraham Avinu. So Hashem once again promises Eretz Yisrael. Look at Parak Gimel now. Sukkim Yudala to Yizayu. Hashem Amar al Avraham Achari Yipara Lot Meima. On this Tumish and pagination, make it easier. Page 28. Achari Yipara Lot Meima. Son of Enecha Reim and Amokim Asher Ato Shom. Tzafonu Baneg Bavakeim Vavad Yomar. Ki Es Kolorets Asher Ato Roel Lecho Ad Neno. Ulezaracho Ad Olam. And then Pasuk Yizayin. That's the Gemara in Babasu and Abkuf. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu was called Eretz Yisrael, literally Bahalicha. He traversed. He went the length and breadth of the country, and as a result, Zoche in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban comments over there, again the same lashon that Lecha Ednenu Ulezaracha Ad Olam, says the Ramban. B'tam Lecha Ulezaracha Ad Olam Shetachzik B'matana Me'achshav. This is a matana. Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu and his sayin. Lanchil chol zaracha. Kmo she'omru Abaseinu Yerusha hi lachem yabaseichem. Continuing. Brisbane, I'm sorry. In Perek Tezvah. We have a chumash over there, Rabbi Weiss. Perek Tezvah. Sukim Zayin. Going all the way till Yud Ches. Avraham Avinu realized that Eretz Yisrael was given b'tznai. And that's the tonight that's described over here in the context of the Brisman Absorim. Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, Asher Tzesich Amir Kazdin Lases Lecha Ez Haaretz Azos Lirishto. Eretz Yisrael was not given Lagur, but was given Lirishto as a Yerusha. The Torah goes on, there's a Brisman Absorim. And the tonight, of course, is Kiger Yez Zaracha Be'eretz Lohem, the Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vavadum Inu Osam Vavam Yoshana. But ultimately, Bedor Revi Yeshua Heina. This is where we're supposed to be, and it ends in Pasuk Yitches, right before the end of the parak. Vayom Ahu Karas Hashem Asavram Bislemo Lezaracho Nasati Es Aretz Azos Nasati Matona. Eretz Yisrael was given to us as Matona, and it has a list of the different nations who occupied Eretz Yisrael. Here there's a Krisas Bris, a Yerusha, and then again the parak Yud Zayin Sukim. Zayin and Ches, once again, the Torah reaffirms at the point where his name is changed from Abram to Abraham. Pasuk Zayin. Vaki Mosias b'si b'ni u'b'necha, u'b'en zaracha achavecha l'darosom b'bis v'olom, yoslecha l'lokim u'zaracha achavecha, v'nasati lecha. Once again, Losh HaMatona, u'zaracha achavecha iseretz v'gurecha iskoleretz k'dan l'achuzas olom, HaMatona, a'yerusha achuzas olom v'yisi l'hem l'lokim. I heard from Absalavetzi Zatzal a number of times, he contended that this is the makor, this pasuk, for the Ramban, for the Shitas Ramban. The Ramban does not say it. But the Rav Soloveitchik argued that the Ramban contends that the Ikur Kiyum HaMitzvah is a Daven Eretz Yisrael, meaning not only Mitzvah Tzuris Baretz, Shemitah, Tumas Raisis, and the like, but rather even Chovas HaGuf, even obligations that devolve upon our persona. Our own bodies have to fulfill the Mitzvah, eating Matzah, and the like. Daven Eretz Yisrael, that's the ideal, optimal venue for the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, all Mitzvahs. Ben Chovas HaGuf, Ben Chovas Karka. What's the marker for that? Many argue on this Ramban. The Maral, the Gur Aryeh, takes the Ramban to task. So Rav Soloveitchik thought this is the Makarim. Name of the Pasuk says here in Zayin and Ches. Vakimosi es brisi b'eniu menecha, lios l'chol elokim, where? V'nasati l'chol, z'rach ha'charecha, eretz megurecha, v'yisalayim l'lokim. It's based on the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara says that, kol ador b'eretz Yisrael, kil yesher olaka. Kol ador b'chutzorez, kil eno olaka. This is the Makar right here. He said, Psukim, this is a fantastic makar, not that Rasolechi needs my tour, but the Ikur Kiyum HaMitzvah Dafka takes place in Eretz Yisrael, and this really emerges clearly from these psukim. Just continuing now with the other avos, let's go to Perek Chavov in Parshas Todos. Yitzchak Avinu also has a fleeting thought, getting a Perek Chavov. Vayi Rav Baretz. מלבד הרב הראשון אשר היה בני אברהם, היה לכי צורך על אבימלך ועל פשתים גררה, והיירו לב השם, page 59 in this pagination, והיום אל תראה מצרים עוד, שכון בארץ אשר אמר אליך. שכון, another verb, besides the other verbs I mentioned earlier, now we're talking about שכון. גור בארץ הזאת, גור. So again, לא שם לגור. But והיה עם חוב אברכך, כי לכל זרחו, אתן את כל הארצות ישראל, וכי מוסי את השבוע שנשבעתי, the Abba Mavicha. So here, the Ramban again comments on this Tukim. L'shitaso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shvua. He swore to all the Avos, each one individually, regarding Eretz Yisrael. There's a Kris HaSbris regarding Eretz Yisrael with each of the Avos. Let's turn to Yaakov Avinu now. That's in Perek Chavches. Perek Chavches, Pasuk Dalin. This is the Sula Mutzavarza, the Chalom of Yaakov Avinu. So there, Yaakov Avinu is told very clearly. Actually, even before that, maybe we'll just turn the end of Todos first. The end of Todos of Yitzchak tells Yaakov Avinu the Birkas Avraham. It's page 65. V'yitem l'chaz Birkas Avraham l'chol z'aracha yitoch. L'rishtecha z'eretz migurecha. Asher nasen alukim v'Avraham. Again, the promise is reiterated and reaffirmed. And then the beginning of this parasha again, in the beginning of Vayetze, page 66. So this is the Ramban who notes that each of the Avos was clearly given Eretz Yisrael, Betor Matona, Betor Yerusha, Betor Krisas Bris. You'll notice if you learn Ramban, but if I say that the Ramban essentially comments each time. Now each one of the others individually. Now let's turn to Vayeshem.
Whereby Avraham was a temporary nature.
Yeah.
But Yitzchak and Yaakov seem more permanent.
Correct. Yesh b'zeh makom b'adun, which I don't want to do now. I'm quite aware of the diuk. I'm very into diuk and b'chumish, and I would perhaps tell you privately if you don't mind, as that's not my intent right now. In Vayeshev, the Torah begins, also striking pasuk again, as you pointed out, Baruch. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz, Migurei Aviv Eretz Kanaan. Almost Tzvei Dinim in Eretz Yisrael. Migurei Aviv, and Elohim Eretz Kanaan. That's not my interest right now, I just respond to you. So here also, the Ramban continues on his merry way. Ramban comments over here in the Pesukim beginning. Vayeshev, he points out that they decided, Lagur Be'eretz HaNivcheret, namely the Avos Abasen Rakdoshim. And the Ramban says that's when the Kiyum of the Pasuk Ger Yezaracha V'Yetzlahem is Mekuyam. And it's essentially what Yaakov Avinu is doing. That's what they're pointing out correctly. But Yaakov is being Mimamesh. He's realizing the Haftacha that was given to Avraham Yitzchak. And we will see now that you have the Pesukim now in front of you on the sheet. But you can look, since you have the Chumash already, there's no problem. You can actually look at the context of the Chumash itself. Let's look now. Bereshis Membeis Pasuk Aleph. So here the Torah describes because now we're in the context of Yosef HaTzadik. Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Aleph. Vayar Yaakov ki yesh sheva b'mitzrayim. I thought more about this week, about the yesh sheva, when I spoke about it on Shabbos morning. And now I also think this word is related to, I also thought about it earlier, I just didn't mention on Shabbos, that my father Shom was bothered by in Ashrei, that there we use a term, very striking term. Sibro al Hashem alokom. What's the nature of that language? Eine kol alecha yisaberu, as opposed to yikavu, yitzapu. Why yisaberu? So we have Rai Smol of Tanakh, that the Lashon of yisaberu means that one's entire absolute dependence on Hashem. They say that Moreno, Agoyin HaTzadik, Abam L'chassin Tatzal, the end of his life, he said that at the Labayim, that he was constantly saying the Pasuk, B'yotha P'yibuchi, Padiso Si Hashem Kelemes. That was on his lips. Svasayim Yishok, of such a tzadik. So the word Yisaberu, as opposed to Yikavu and Yitzapu, which have in it elements of hope, unquestionably, that Mikre Yisrael Hashem, Moshio Beis Tzora, and the other term, of mitzaper, that's supposed to be oviv, shoras adomar, waiting to see that the chalomah will become tekiyum. I believe that from the shever came sidro al Hashem alokah. That's what I spoke about 2 weeks ago. Namely, shever miloshen michra, loshen mecha, loshen kinyan. That's the Rashbam. That's the Rambam. That's all we should understand. That's what shever refers to, but it's found so many times. But from that shever emerged ultimately Sibro, the hope, because it was all planned by Hashem Yisbarach, Eitzah Mukosh Oisetzadah Gachav V'chevro, where Rashi quotes earlier on, the Bismet Absorim. So now, once again, what does Yaakov do? And now I want you just to notice one term that occurs and recurs many, many times. I'm very into text and language of the Torah. I'm into philology, very much so. That's what my father Shalom taught me, and Pasuk Beis, you see it. Vayom hinei shamati ki yeshevev v'mitzoyim, redu shama v'shivu l'adam v'shal. Of course, the redu can be understood geographically, and we do can also be understood, as we're going to understand momentarily, the Yerida, going down to Mitzrayim, New York as well, is unquestionably Yerida, and the pasuk goes on in Gimel. The Torah didn't have to, once again, utilize that language, but it does. And we'll see that this is going to be now a continuing theme throughout. And as the Torah considers leaving Eretz Yisrael a Yerida, and even though this Yerida is only of a temporary nature, till they carry out the shlichus that they have to carry out in Chutzaretz and then return home, but we see that at the end, for example, I'm skipping a little bit. We now look at Membeis Pasuk Lamiches after the intrigue between Yosef and his brothers. So then we have the following pasuk. Reuben, of course, tries to intervene. Declares Yaakov. My son is not going to go down. Again, go down tati mashma. Not just physically, but primarily, preeminently, go down spiritually. And that is the Lashon. Not only that, the end of the pasuk. What a Lashon. So Reuben, his efforts do not prevail. And now we have in this week's Pasha, or let's say first in Pasuk, Perek Mem Gimel, Sukkim Dalet and Hey, Yehuda steps into the picture, into the limelight, and reiterates what Yosef had told them. And again, look at Pasuk Gimel and Dalet. Yom Yilav Yehuda Leymar, Ha'eid Ha'id Bano, Ha'ish Leymar, Lo Siru Panay, Biltiach Chichem Yitem, Nimeshcha Mishalech Ha'zachid, Uitanu Ner Doh. Incredible stress on this terminology, the term of Yerida, that the Torah uses again and again and again. And Yaakov, of course, is frightened out of his wits to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov is absolutely pachat chodim, as any Jew should be, when one leaves Eretz Yisrael. And Yehuda, of course, tries to convince Yaakov Avino, and that's in the next on page 106 here. Pasuk Ches, you can see it again also. The Yaakov finally consents, acquiesces, but look at the language. Pasuk Vazayin. Vayom Mushal Shal Haish Lamal Martin Langor. Ha'ulav Yichem Chai Haish Lachem Och, Varagad Lapti Adbar Eile, Hayado Neda Ki Yomar Horidu Esachichem. How are we supposed to know that that's going to be the Kibun? But Yehuda said, don't worry, I'll be the Orev Kablon, where the Gemara says in Balbasa, not just Tamanor, Orev Kablon, many Nafiminis, whole literature in the Chayshim Mishpat on this topic. Vayom Yehuda Yisrael Aviv Shulchan Nag Itim and Akumu and Eilecha. V'nichia v'lo namus gam anachtu gam ato gam tapeinu. Anochi erbenu miyadi tivakshenu. And we can't delay any further. So of course Yaakov then acquiesces, and look what Yaakov says. Vayom Alem Yisrael Aviv Mukein Yevoz Lo Sasu Kichu Misim Asaras Bezlechem V'horigu La'ish Mincha. A verb that's completely unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. Kichu Misim Asaras Kichu Mincha Me'at Zori Me'at Vash. Why V'horigu La'ish Mincha? It's stressed so many times, it almost is bullet. It jumps at you. And in Pasuk Tezvav, so they take that mincha, Mishnah Kesed, Bayakuma Vayeradu Mitzrayim, Ayamdu Le'yoseh. By now we know that going down to Mitzrayim is the Yerida. Yet the Torah feels constrained, feels compelled to again repeat it again and again and again. I'm just going to show you a number of more times where you see this phenomena. But take a look now in Perek. So right away, I'll just mention, in Perek Mem Gimel, we actually just read this pasuk. Yaakov Avinu says, "Vani kasher shacholti shacholti." The Ramban here writes, the Ramban says, "Kanish." Why the double lashon of shacholti? Says the Ramban, "Shacholti v'churban bayis rishon." Shacholti the second time, v'churban bayis sheni. So he doesn't want any more of this. And the Ramban writes over there that the read of Yaakov the Mitzrayim is a remez the golosei b'yad Edom. He's going to discuss that a bit later. Now turn further now. Now they're coming again to Mitzrayim, and they're in the presence of the Viceroy, the Mishnah of Malach Mitzrayim, and Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chaf. So here the Torah says, "Vayikshu el Eish Asher al Beit Yosef, Vayidabu el Pesach Hamoyis, Vayomu Bi Adoni, Yorod Yoradu, Batchilo Adish Ba'Ochel." Double lush. And of course they reiterate, they tell him over the entire story. And when Yehuda now begins, in the Perek Mem Daled, before actually, now we're in Vayigash, which is this week's Pasha. So now, Yehuda reiterates the entire story, one of the most difficult perorations that we find in Chumash. He said absolutely nothing new, no chidushim ki hu zeh. Why would this viceroy have the patience or forbearance to listen to this? I know, we like to talk a lot. So I guess this is part of it, that's what a Jew does. But many old Rishonim raised this kasha, there's much to say about that too. But in the meanwhile, look at the Lashonos that I found over here as well. When Yehuda reiterates and revisits the story, Pasuk Avalech, and then Pasuk Chav Gimel, "Vatom el avodecha lo yivir achichem akaton itchem lo sasibu naros panoi." And then Pasuk Chavav, "Ayom elonu chaloredes yeshachin akaton itchem biyaradnu." Unbelievable! How many times the Torah in Pasuk Chavtes again? Which we saw earlier, constant Yerida. This verb is literally probably the most pronounced theme that is found over here, the Fiyan Yerus 19. And of course, Yehuda finally prevails. And as the Pasuk says over here, and let's read Lamadala first. First, he offers himself up as an Eben. Ki eich e'ele elovi ba'anar enenu iti. Lashon of e'ele. He becomes the Arev, but he, of course, is on a different kibun, a different trajectory. His trajectory is one of Aliyah, maybe going back to Eretz Yisrael. Pen erev ara, asher yitzo esovi. Then we have the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers, and Yosef indicates, he gives directives to his brothers. Don't worry, it's all Bashkocha, Hakol Mushkach Milmala. Hashem was the one who directed traffic over here. Pasuk Zayin, Vayishlacheni, page 111. Vayishlacheni Elokim Lefnechem, Vasum Lachem Sheiris Baaretz, Ulachios Lachem Lefnei Telegdola. And now we have what I believe is an interesting dialogue between Yosef and his brothers and Yaakov Avinu. Start from Pasuk Ches. V'yatolo atem shlachtem osiheinu kiyo Elokim. So Mushkach Milmala. Vayishimenu lo'ov leparo. Again, understand it in the double way I spoke about earlier. Geographically, Aliyah, but beyond that, Aliyah in terms of Eretz Yisrael. V'amartem elokom abincha Yosef samani elokim l'adon l'chol b'tzoyim ridoi elai al tamo. V'yashabto v'yaretz goshen. not just Rida, but be Yashavta. So Yossi was suggesting a more permanent kind of Hityashvut. And he will sustain them. And then continuing the story, emotional reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers. And then we have Paro comes into the picture. After the base Paro hears that Achai Yosef have appeared in the scene, Pasuk Yitzayin, page 112. Vayomer Paro Yosef, Vayomer Lachech Azos, Asun Tanuiz Birachem. And he suggests that they take Agolos, Meretz Mitzrayim, and they should carry Yaakov Avinu, and his entire family should, in effect, accompany him. And the Torah describes the all the presents and the like that were given. Vayalu mi Mitzrayim, Pasuk Chafei. Again, Vayalu mi Mitzrayim. Vayalu. What is the nature of that term? Vayavo leskanan el Yaakov Avim. And they tell Yaakov what happened. Vayomer Yisrael. So now what's Yaakov's reaction? Rabo Yosef benichoy, elcha v'yarenu v'terem amos. He has no intention of settling in Mitzrayim. Absolutely no whatsoever. So, of course, wants to see his beloved son that he had not seen for decades. But his interest is Elcha V'Yarenu V'Achagach Achzor. I'm going back to Yisrael. It's clear from the simple Pshuto Shemikra. Now, what happens was that the Ribbono Shel Olam intervenes in Perek Mem Vav. V'Yisa Yisrael V'Chal HaShalom V'Yavo Be'er HaShomah V'Yizbach Zvachim V'Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, which we'll come back to, hopefully. And then he tells him, Pasuk Gimel, Anochi Okel, Anochi Abicha, Al Tira Merdo Mitzrayma. As Yaakov is frightened that he might end up becoming ensconced in Egypt on a permanent kind of basis, what Yosef essentially had suggested, that he go there, be Yashvut, and Hashem tells him, don't worry. It will not be a complete Yashvut. On the contrary, you'll become there a great nation, the Goy Godo, that's what we say in the Agoda, by Hisham, the Goy Godo. Tamon, how about the God Godo, as they state in Zayah? The God Godo, Asim Hashem, a passage here in Chumash as well, so also in Dvarim. Anochi Evin Imcha, and that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is going to be Malav Yaakov Avinu to Mitzrayim, but he promises me Yerid L'Tzorach Aliyah. As they have the Gemara Makis and the Ramban here, probably the most famous Ramban in Chumash, Lufi Ani Yislati. Ramban here, one of the lengthier Rambans, that it's actually found on your Ma'amim Chumashi. Only reason why I cited it, I was going to discuss it, but I can't. Anyway, so Anochi Erev Imcha Mitzrayma, the Targum Onkelos here, I mentioned already a number of times that the Rambam was incredibly fond of Targum Onkelos. Why? Because Onkelos is concerned about anthropomorphic and anthropopathic expressions. Chas v'sholom that the Torah should describe Hashem in human terms, even though Chazal said Dibra Torah, the Shom Le'odah. But because of that's why the Rambam liked Onkelos. Onkelos is so cautious and so circumspect and so careful regarding this matter, except here, there's an exception. Translates Onkelos, Ano Eichasim Avon Mitzrayim. I will descend with you into Egypt. So right away, the Ramban who noticed everything, and so did the Rambam or the Ruchim, don't you worry about it, noticed everything as well. They are perturbed by this translation of Onkelos. Here he translates that Hashem is going down in corporeal terms. So there are a number of different approaches, but the Ramban here that you have in the items number 6, and you take a look at page number 6 of this handout. Let's read a little bit. The Kasa of Harab is saved more in the Bukhin, left hand column. Kitagim anoti erim cha mitzayim anoti yav gamalo ano ikhisimo anu asim. That's the language of the Targum. V'nifla Harab is zeh adas unkelis. V'yomar, ki unkelis som kol meodo l'achi kakashmut b'chol sifu ha-shem ha-torah. V'chol ha-shem yitzam yel ha-shemot ha-marin olim b'nei ha-tnua yasim yel ha-tnua l'chol nivra. O l'shmira v'yakir. How does Uncle Zoe translate the Mitagim? Eben Hashem, Iskele Hashem. Yadonav Era, Iskele. So why here did he translate literally? That's the famous Kasha that we showed him ask on this Targum Onkelos. So there's an approach that is suggested over here. But at the end, I can't discuss this. At the end of page number 9, Rabban essentially is Miyashiv this with the famous Kabbalistic doctrine. It's not just Kabbalistic, it's also found in Gemara, it's in the Midrash throughout Shas. Namely, I circled it. You see it? I didn't circle it?
Yeah.
Rotzel Limas Ba Masha Amru, Gobel and Mitzrayim Shina Imay. Shenemar Anochi Erim Kham Mitzrayim. Gobel the Elam Shina Imay, Shenemar Psamti Kisi Ba Elam. You know, this is a concept that the Ramban develops, which we can call Ani Hashem, Asher Kin Imam Besech Tu Masa. Kalani Me'erishi, Kalani Mizrayi. Gemara Sanhedrin. And Chazal speak about this, that the Ribono Shel Olam is Malabas, even L'toich Tuma of Mitzrayim and the like. But this is really the concept which the Torah is expressing. You read the L'tzorach Aliyah. Anochi, Eirim Chav Mitzrayimah, here in Pasuk Dalet, page 113, Perek Menvav, Pasuk Dalet, Vanochi Alcha Gamolam, Yosef Yashis Yado Alinecha. So there is clearly a machlokes between Yosef and Yaakov Avinu, undoubtedly. Yosef wants him to settle in Mitzrayim.
What's the answer of the Ramban?
The Ramban's answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a pshar. Yosef wanted his Yashrut, and can he make Yashrut totalit, absolutit, and Yaakov Avinu, b'shum panu b'ofen, elcha b'yareinu, and Hashem is b'yashiv this. Now, you read her, but the Torah chalil. Eventually, I'm coming back, and you're going to return to Eretz Yisrael.
If we're understanding the Yerida as a spiritual Yerida from Eretz Yisrael, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the case. So maybe when he's speaking, Hashem should have said, and the Elef, he's not really having any Yerida. There's no danger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a spiritual.
Clearly, that is 100% correct. We will also Torah we're going to use that to answer that question. Hashem has to speak in human terms. So, Ki'ilu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Hashem, Asher Kin Imam, B'Sech Temasim, Ki'ilu. He's Besar to Muslim. It's all to you. You're 100% right. I just want to go a bit further and then show you now just a few more kibunim in this area. There is a well-known, maybe we'll skip those sugim. Unfortunately, I can't read everything. But when now power is introduced to the brothers, so look at the language of the sugim. This is in now page 114, 115, which is Perek Menvav. When Yehuda is sent as an advanced team to build the yeshiva, the way Chazal Beis Ulpana, the way the Targum and others interpret. So now, Yosef tells his brothers, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, page 115. Elev Yagidu Leparu Yomri Elev Achai Beisov Yeshaberetz Kanan Bo Elai. They were shepherds. Boyu Ki Yikol Lachan Parav Yomra Ma Masechel Amarte. Yosef is essentially directing them what to answer power. He talks about yeshiva. That's where Yosef is. It's Yashrut. That's his interest. And then Yosef comes to power on beginning paragraph Zayim. Aviva Chayv Sodom Kam Klashon Bo Meretz Kanan Meretz Goshen. Then Paro asks them, what do you do for a living? Ma Masechem Bo Yisrael Avodecha Pasuk Dalit. So they themselves also did not necessarily come, and this is what Chazal tells us that we know. So there's almost a stira in what they say. On the one hand, Lagu Baretz Banu, but Yeshu Na Avodecha Be'Eretz Goshen. So right away, Paro says to Yosef, Avicha Achecha Bo Elecha, Eretz Mitzrayim Lefanecha Yibimetav Haaretz, Hoshei Ve'Savicha Ve'Sachecha. Yeshu Be'eretz Goshen. He doesn't have any compunction whatsoever. You are coming here to settle on a permanent kind of basis. They are obviously caught betwixt and between. They're caught betwixt Yosef and between Yaakov. And they're essentially, they certainly don't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, unquestionably. But because of the exigency of the hour, so they have no choice. I'll read you again here the language of Chazal that we are all familiar with. And this pasuk, Malamed Shelo Yara Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeya El Alog Busha. Yaakov never intended to settle there on a permanent kind of basis, but power recognizing that here we have a family of incredibly intelligent people who can contribute so much to the economy and to the country and the like. So that, oh, he says twice, Hoshei V'Savicha V'Meitav Haaretz Yeshu V'Eretz Goshen. And if they're Anshei Chayil, maybe here there are people who have caliber. And the pasuk then says, Mem Zayin Yud Aleph, what does Yosef do? He carries out the wishes of Paro. Vayoshev Yosef is over Yosef, Anana Vayoshev, Vayitelem Achuzah Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Achuzah that the Torah speaks about Eretz Yisrael. Now Eretz Mitzrayim becomes Achuzah. The Eretz Rama says, Kashet Siva Paro. And of course, Yosef sustains us and the like, and he carries out the wishes of Paro. So undoubtedly, that I want to read the language of the Ramban. There's so many Ramban saying you must learn the Ramban al Torah. You can't move without it. Bereshis Sefer Bereshis is a Sefer Chosum Legamri without the Ramban. Chosum Legamri. The Ramban writes here, Ki ein ramru lagur baris banu lo nadur. So he's been dying from lagur, which is of a temporary nature. U'shiyav ha-rov noshu da'atzenu. U'paro amal yosef ho-shem esavicha she-yoshrim ki'an she-haretz ha-toshamim v'yaretz goshen. They're becoming permanent settlers. And as you see, is the whole discussion here between Yosef, Yaakov, Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam, who makes his pshara in between the different positions. And, of course, the shashos of Yaakov were unfortunately realized, came to fruition. But at the end of the parsha, the last pasuk is absolutely wondrous. Vayeshev Yisrael, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen. Not just Vayeshev, Vayeoch Azuba. Not just by Yochazubom, by Yifru, by Yibumo, exactly the Shash of Yaakov Avinu came to fruition. Now we see the beginning of Shmos, since you have the Chumash here, and that pasuk is even more wondrous. Will be on your side. Beginning of Shmos, Perakal pasuk Zayin 127. Uvnei Yisrael Paru, by Yishretzu, by Yibu, by Yatzmu. Not one mode, but two. Bimod Mei. Not only that, Matimali Eretz also. Mind-boggling. Anytime we leave Eretz Yisrael, and anytime we settle elsewhere, and every time we think we're going to move to other places in the Gola, Malei v'gadush sakonot, sakonot ruchaniot, sakonot physiot. Beginning of Vayechi, I'll just read you Loshon Ramban. He writes in the first passage of Vayechi, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael Shema Yisrael Shona, Kvar Hiskarti, Ramban says, Ki redet Yaakov and Yisrael, who galoseinu hayom b'yad achaya harviyad romi harisha. That refers to Rome, the fourth chaya, same with Daniel. Ki b'nei Yaakov heimasmam, sivim uridatam shom b'mechiyas Yosef achayam. They caused it by selling Yosef into slavery. They're responsible for this galos. The Yaakov yarashom neharav, he came down because of the famine. But yisurim lalos misham, kichlos harav, eres kanan. The thinking was, as soon as the famine is over, we're going back. They never went back. They died there. The other Atzmosa. We don't know when the end of this goal is going to take place. Kisha Golios. What's our state of mind? What's our complete and total attitude? We're lost. Of course, I'm skipping a little bit. So the whole point of this discussion was just to show you how the Torah, in using its language in the most beautiful way, the Torah essentially is giving us a commentary on Jews who find themselves in Chutz Laaretz. So now I just want to read to you one of my father's favorite svarim, the Kli Yakar. My father was in love with the Kli Yakar. He can't begin. We learned every Kli Yakar la Torah, the entire Kli Yakar la Torah. He has here the Vayigash and the Vayichi, essentially a commentary on Jews living in Chutz Laaretz. He writes on the pasuk Vayeshiv Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael Be'eretz Goshen, Hema Bikshu Yos Toshavim Bamakom Shenigzal Ayem Gerus. They thought they're going to become settlers. Kacha posik mashimim al yeshiva zo, shebikshu achuza ve'eres lo lohem. He thought we're going to settle in Teaneck and in Chicago and in LA and in the five towns and Great Neck and a few other places. V'lo kacha umurel paro, v'agur v'ares banu, shebitchila lo yodu l'shtakeh, lo logu ki medayim medayim. What's the Gemara? V'achshav chozim v'dereyem v'kol kach nishtaku shama. They became so permanently ensconced in Chutz Laaretz and Teaneck, actually, lots and lots of them in Israel. They don't want to leave there. And then he has another comment. A bit later, I'm not reading the whole thing because he tends to be marich. He writes, there's also incredible language. This first Klei Yakar is in Vayeshev Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Goshen. That's in Pasuk of Zayin, here Vayigash. And now this one is in Vayechi. I'm skipping most of it. But he writes, what are we trying to do? Leishiv Yeshiva Shalkeva Vyatzos Amin in good old London. We also have Achuza Vyatzosa, Kitoshovim, Ukimityashim and Agula. Alkain Sasan Vachasam Hashem Akitsa Acharon. We should not want to be permanent settlers over there. What do we say? They built palaces over there in Chutz Laaretz. They built permanent structures. And Eretz Yisrael is no longer on their map. Okay, you want to stay in Tinek? Stay in Tinek. Unbelievable comment. The same or similar kind of commentary, Kayadu Alachem, I imagine, is found in the Meshech Chochma. And Bechukosa, I can't read the entire Meshech Chochma, but this to me is one of the most Divrei Nevuah. I don't know how else to describe it, because he himself said that Jews in Germany thought, Berlin, Yerushalayim, because they reached the highest levels, aristocrats in the government circles, privately they were atzeich in business, and essentially he describes the phenomenon of Jews in Chutzar as a pattern, as he goes on here, Barichas, of banishment, and then being replanted, reestablishing ourselves, and then the winds of anti-Semitism that we see right now in America. And that dislodges us from our sense of complacency, from our sense of rootedness, as it should do. That's what Hashem wants to do. That's his interest. And this is exactly, I believe, the entire discussion over here in this parasha is connected to this idea. I just want to comment as well on the karbanos that are offered by Yaakov Avinu. Plus it says here, we read it already, don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. As I described earlier, the Ramban, now, the purpose of the Karbanos that Yaakov offered here is not so clear. Unlike the Karbanos up until now, they're not Karban Ola. They may have been offered as a Karban Toda because Yossi was delivered. Yaakov gave him up for dead. But given the tenor of Hashem's response, apparently there's some sort of bakosha over here. What's the nature of this bakosha? Somebody troubles Yaakov Avinu. So then Babanel is the kasha. Now Babanel asks, I'm translating, why was it necessary for Hashem to say to Yaakov, Al tira mer de mitzrayma? Did Yaakov say a moment ago, El chav yareinu b'tera momus? What did Hashem have to tell him that for? So Rashi quotes Chazal, Yaakov was stressed out about leaving Eretz Yisrael. But came out, all the Rishayim, the Radak, the Swarno, the Ababadel, developed this idea. The reason Yaakov, why did he David Elokei Abram Yitzchak? Because Hashem commanded Yitzchak, B'shas Arav, Al Tered Mitzrayimah. That's why the Ababadel also left chat in the Psukim. Now, Yitzchak had been offered as a covenant of the Akedah, and his spiritual qualities were bound specifically to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak, of course, is a Karban. Ela Saguf, Rashi says, can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Earlier, when Yaakov went from Beersheba to Haran to seek a wife, even though he did so with his parents' consent, but he received permission from Hashem, and in return, a promise that you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Now he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, and Beersheba, he comes to record, he comes to receive permission for that journey. Well, basically, the Ababanel, let me just be decided with this. Ababanel writes over here that Yaakov was afraid of four things of leaving Eretz Yisrael. One, his descendants might be eradicated in Egypt. Consequently, the God Gadol will not happen, will not come to fruition. Number two, said Rav Avinel, Egypt was known as the center of Avodah Zarah, a promiscuity, a pritzus, and both Yaakov and his children would lose the Hashkocha of Hashem. Three, Yaakov feared burial in Egypt instead of Eretz Yisrael. Four, Yosef would die before Yaakov. No one would take care of Yaakov and his family. And the Rabban sees, that Abamel sees four haftachas in Hashem's words. Number one, the idea that Yaakov's children were not developed into a nation, Hashem said, Veskel the God Golem. Hashkoch of Hashem, Eberim Cham Mitzrayim. And Yaakov be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Anochi Alpha Gamolo. And Yossi would outlive him. Yossi Yashu Zadu Alecha. I'll just end that many, many years ago, before I made Aliyah, approximately 28 years ago, so I spent the Shabbos in Yeshiva Dor Etzion. I became a Ram there in that Yeshiva of Rav Chaim Brookman, Shashem Yarech Yom Rishnoisa. I became a Ram there for 2 years. So that Shabbos, he spoke about the Pasuk, Al Noa Tikbareini B'Mitzrayim. There were about in Yeshiva at that time, 500 Talmidim, and the place was jam-packed that Shabbos. It was a big simcha. Al Noa Tikbareini B'Mitzrayim. He quoted Rashi, famous few opinions in Rashi, why you should not go to Mitzrayim. And then at one point he said, Etzli, Mashani Oebo, Chikatuv, Al Noa Tikbareini B'Toronto. And I was living in Toronto. The only one there in that entire audience clearly could have been referring to. I was shocked beyond belief. He repeated it about 5 times. Al Noa Tikbareini B'Toronto. And then to make sure that I knew that I was, he was talking about me, Toronto, Zeno, Toronto. And he quoted a statement in Chazal, which I later found in Rishonim. Kimibari takes a tale of Hashem in Toronto, which is a town someplace in Europe. Anim Dame al Canada. I'll not read him beside me. That shook me up beyond belief. I became a Raman Ratzel, and Baruch Hashem, I'm Zechet Lulu Ratzel, and all of us should appreciate the Sriya that we have, Lulu Ratzel, for ourselves, for our families, the Netzach Mitzochin, and Alavai. All the wonderful people living in Chutzaraz, Sheez Hashem Barach, should also shortly come there to sell and be Zoicha to Siyat Vishnu.
Amen. The rest of history. It's not Kitzar and Yaakov, that is great, even though we have promise.
Oh, I agree with that. So exactly what Rabbi Weiss said is a thousand times better. Shukran, Rabbi Fix. It was a pleasure to be in your presence. What's going on over there?
Shalom, Rabbi Umuri. Baruch Hashem. Good, it's so nice to hear the Rabbi's Torah again.
But your country is responsible for everything.
Hey. No, it's not. That's what they're saying, but it never came from here. They just identified it here. Anyway, what can you do? But it's the cases are going up. We had 16,000 cases today. Jewish communities over 700 cases. But they don't. People are not getting sick badly. Baruch Hashem. But we are
taking a lot of stress. I'm not blaming you, Rabbi Shua.
I'm in Joburg, not Toronto.
I meant to tell you that last night, in the shiur that I gave over here, Dr. Alan Jaskiewicz was here. He told me he had the great schuss of meeting you. So he comes to a shiur that I give on Wednesday night, a Vlad Gimoshi, the Lashon HaKodesh. So he told me that when I see you, I said, maybe I'll see you tomorrow night. I should send you regards, warm regards.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was lovely. He came on a speaker. He came here to lecture in the university and then spent Shabbos with us.
Okay. All right. Have a
great Shabbos and thank you. Great to hear the Torah again.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos and be well.
Good morning, everybody.
Did you have to finish it? I don't know if you're that other essay.
I have not read that creepy written in some version. I apologize.
Okay, I beg of you, I honestly, yeah. I'm sorry to.